Parsha towards the end of the Parsha, we have the famous story that we're all familiar with between Cain and Hevel. Vayhimi Ketz Yomim Vayovi Cain Mipri Adam Mincha Lashem Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel. It wasn't the end of days, and Cain brought an offering from the Paris of the Adama, an offering to Hashem. The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu Mimchoris Tzonu Michalveim Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Vel Minchasa. And Hevel also brought Mimchoris Tzonu from his livestock, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu received and accepted Hevel's offering of beautiful diyuk. I'm not going to talk about it now. If you look at the psukim, which is the yisod in terms of avodas Hashem, it doesn't just say that Hevel brought his own offering. Look at carefully in the psukim. I believe this is a diyuk of the Imre Emes. The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu. He didn't even only bring his matana. He didn't just make a delivery towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't just drop off a package. He brought himself. He, Va'ani Tfilo, he was a chelek of his service. Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned and was shoah to the service of Hevel above and beyond Kain. There's two ways to do the Aveda. There's a way to do the Aveda to just, you know, fulfill my obligation, to just drop the package off, or to become one with the carbon. To mamash see yourself as connected to the Aveda. That's something that's very important for us. You know, we don't want to just check off boxes. We don't want to just, you know, fulfill our obligation. We want to actually cultivate a relationship and be gam hu in terms of the service. Now, Kain Melman Chasol Leisha. So Kain was not as fortunate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not turn to his Avaita. And this bothered Kain a lot, and his whole mood and his whole perspective and his whole face fell literally. And Hashem turns to Kain. Lama charlach, lama naflu ponech. Hashem turned to Kain and asked him, why is this bothersome to you? And why do you have an afilas ponim? Everybody say one really has to ask the question right there. I don't know if we'll have time to get into it also. Chiddush HaRim asks, what do you mean, lama charalach, lama naflu panecha? It's obvious, lama charali, the lama naflu panecha. Because why? Because you didn't accept my offering. So what's Bechlal HaKadosh Baruch even asking, Kain? What's Bechlal the Kasha? Torah just went in great detail that two people served an offering to HaKadosh Baruch. One guy was accepted, one guy wasn't. One guy got the interview, nailed the interview, one guy got accepted in the job, and one guy didn't. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yedea HaKol, obviously, is Kain's having a hard day, right? So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking, Lama Naflu Panech? It's a bomb kasha, what to think about. Halayim Teitiv Se'esim Loisetiv LaPesach Atas Roivetz. Good. So there's a lot to talk about on this pasuk, but I want to focus on the next parsha, the next few pasuk. Vayomer Kain el Hevel Ochiv. And Kain strikes up a conversation with his brother. Ayib yoisem asoda vayokam Kain el Hevel Ochiv vayarge. And it was when they were in the field that Kain approached his brother and killed him. What was the conversation? And what? And how did that just lead to murder? Hashem turned to Kain after this episode happens, and Hashem turns to Kain and asks him, where is your brother Hevel? And he says, I don't know. And then the pasuk says, "Hashomer achi anoichi." Rabbi Isai, there seems to be a lot of repetition in these psukim. There are two people around the world. There are two kids that exist. It's Cain and Hevel. There's no many people that are named Hevel. There are not many people that are named Cain. We're fully aware who these people are. And yet the Torah constantly repeats a certain phrase throughout the parsha. Vayomer Kain al Hevel Achiv. Did you not know he was his brother? Vayibiyoisim asad vayokum Kain al Hevel Achiv. Vayergeu. Vayomer Hashem al Kain al Hevel Achicha. Vayomer lo yadati Hashemer Achi Anoichi. And the psukim go on. Vayomer Maasisa. What do you do? Kold me Achicha. Tzayakim alay min Adam. Va'ata arer, and you will be punished now, min adama, from the land, asher patzis aspia, that now swallowed up the blood of your brother, lakachas es tmei achicha miyadech. The Vilna Gaon asked the Kasha. The Netziv points this out as well. We're very well aware that Hevel and Kayan are two brothers, and they're the only two brothers that we're focused on. So why does it have to repeat, achicha, achicha, achicha? And the Vilna Gaon asks, in that original conversation after Cain's offering was not accepted, it says, Vayomer Cain, Elohim, Elohim. And it doesn't tell us what the conversation was about. And it just goes on to say that he got up and he killed his brother. So what was the Amira? What was the conversation? So listen to the following idea of the Vilna Gaon. You know, they perished because of my Omerlo. Yesh Levar, he says, I'll pee the Medrash and Bereshit Rabba Chof Beis Ches. The Hevel Aya Gibor Yoyser Mikayin. We usually think that Kayin was the macho guy and Hevel was his Nebuch guy. The Medrash says the opposite. Hevel was actually stronger than Kayin. Nimtza Shemoya Kayin Roitza Lokum Al Hevel B'divrei Riv La'argo Lo'ya Yochlo. So if it would have automatically gotten up and immediately responding to the episode of the Karbonos, that Kain would have started a fight and attack Hevel, and Hevel knew he was attacking him, Kain would have lost. L'chein ma'asa Kain. Listen to what the Vilna Gaon says. So what did Kain do? Halach imo b'ramos. He tricked him. V'kara oso tamid achiv. And he kept on calling him, my brother, my brother, my brother. K'dei shelo yishmor az atzmo mimeno v'lo yargish b'dover. So that Hevel would never suspect that Cain was coming to attack him. Zeh vayomer Cain al Hevel achiv, rotzalomer achiv b'ramos, al yidei zeh hayu biyusam basode, mokum rochum me'avim me'imam, vayokum Cain al Hevel achiv ayergei. K'mo shenemer divrei shalom imreye. The whole way that Cain was able to pull this off and accomplish and fulfill his plan was only through him approaching his brother, and with the status of being Achiv. So the Vilna Gaon saying Achiv is actually highlighting what was the Amira and the nature of the conversation between Kain and Hevel. L'fizeh muvan perish haposuk vayomer Hashem al Kain aye Hevel Achich. So then the Vilna Gaon takes it one step further. And he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks where Hevel is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Hevel was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't asking why was Hevel killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking, are you true to what you were saying? Aye Hevel Achicha. Where was this whole presentation of being an ach, of being that brother, of caring for one that for one another that you were presenting yourself? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say Achicha? There was no other Hevel. Lama otzrich loymer hevel achicha, avo miyater aperish kochiu, aye achva, she'omeres tamid, ki achiv ata. Zokta Vilna Gaon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not asking a question of where Hevel is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Hevel was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't describing what type of Hevel I'm referring to. There are many Hevels in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking, where was that brotherly relationship? Where was that sheves achim gam yachet? Rabbi Isai, this was a parsha that I wanted to discuss right now. Because this is a very difficult juncture that we're facing right now. I just wrote an email to my shul that we have to prepare for the cold winter. And unfortunately, because COVID is still a reality, so we're going to have to split up. And even though we were able to daven all together and to be in unison and to be together, so unfortunately, the pandemic does not allow for such a reality. And we're going to have to split up. We're going to be unlike our regular community's presentation. And we're going to have to be divided up. And it's already this first Shabbos, the forecast already calls for a division. And it's a little bit, you know, disturbing, because you have a beautiful Yontif of Achdus, you have a beautiful Yontif of Achva, you have a concept of Kol Yisrael Yeshu V'Sukkah Achta, and also that we're all together. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, literally, the Yontif Shmini Atzeres, stay with me one day, Kosha Alai Predascha. And the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, what will staying one day help? What will delaying an extra day help? And the Chiddush HaRim answers, look very carefully to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only referring to the division and the fact that we are now not going to be separated with me and Am Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Kasha Alai Predaschem. Kasha Alai, not Predasenu. Kasha Alai Predaschem. The Chiddush HaRim says beautifully, Kasha Alai Predaschem teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only concerned about Hashem not being with the Am, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kasha Alav, that everyone is going to go into their own business. Everyone is going to go into their own caves. Everyone is going to go into their own towns. We're going to leave the Makom HaMikdash, and we're all going to be concerned with our own independent reality. That, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kasha Alai. Not Kasha Alai Predaseinu. Kasha Alai Predaschem. I don't want this Am that was generated, this Achva, this connection, to be lost. And that's what the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres allows for. It allows for a bond that now enables us to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not only stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to stay close to each other, which ultimately will allow us to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can exist even afterwards, even when we go into our own independent holds, our independent pods, and our independent locations. That's the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, and that's the mindset that we have to have now going into the Parshas of Bereishis and the beginning of this winter season that now opens up this new reality, this idea of not physically being together. You see, an ach comes from the word la'achot. La'achot means to sew. Every thread comes together and is woven in a way, in a tapestry that now can create a beautiful garment and in a beautiful beged. That is the concept of being an ach. Cain suffered from this relationship. Cain thought that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not responsible for other people. Cain's question that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu was specifically this mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Vilna Gaon, is asking Cain, "Vayomer Hashem al Cain, ei hevel achicha." He wasn't asking where hevel is, says the Vilna Gaon. He was asking that you were on to something. You were doing something right, although it was done for the wrong reasons, but you were presenting yourself in an ach type relationship. You were sewn together with your other fellow human being and brother, and you were developing that interaction. Where did that go? From the fact that you can ignore him, from the fact that you can hurt him, from the fact that you can not be focused on his existence, then that means that you're now off of this path of achich. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. Where is that achos? Where is the predascha? Why are you being mafrid yourself so much? That is what I'm looking for. And what did Kayin answer? Kayin answered, the Mefarshim explained, a fundamental mistake that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing to us in the beginning of this parsha, in the beginning of this season, that we are mistaken. He uses the following language, Hashoymer, Ochi, Anoichi. Am I a guardian? What is a guardian, Rabbi said? If we look into Bava Metzia, we focus on the concept of Shmira, right? Really, Kayin answered, if it was the question of just where Hevel is, or he just has to answer, or where, even according to the Gaon, if it was just where my relationship is, so he should say, Lo Yadati, I don't know. But then Kayin continues, and he says, no, Hashoymer Achi Anoichi, am I responsible for the Achus? A Shoymer is one that now focuses, even when the other person is not around, even when I am now taking Achrayus, I am now taking responsibility, I am feeding that cow, I am making sure to safeguard that item, that picado. I'm protecting that entity. That is the responsibility, although it's not mine, although it's not innate, although it's someone else's. I now implement a shmira, an achrayus, a lot of dedication towards someone else. That is the concept of shmira. Usually we find shmira in the realm of an inanimate object or a pikadon or an animal or properties. But Kayin was saying, is there a concept of shmira in the world of a relationship? And the answer of Isai that Kayin was obviously missing, which is what allowed Kayin to drop this whole development of this relationship of Achos, was yes. It was a mistake. There is a concept of shmira, not only by inanimate objects, not only by property, but also by relationships. I am obligated to think about what's on the mind of another person. I am obligated to try to figure out what's going on in another person's life. I am a shomer on the achva, on the relationship, on the brotherlyhood. And that was the deeper conversation that was going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kayin. Listen to this fascinating Chidush Arim that really sums up all of this whole conversation in this entire episode. Kayin's language was, Hashoymer Achi Anoichi. Am I my brother's guardian? Or the way that we're presenting right now, according to the Vilna Gaon, am I a guardian on the brotherlyhood? And the answer was yes. But listen to what the Chidush Arim introduces to us. The Torah chose a very specific language when it presented this question in this conversation. Hashemer Achi Anoichi. Kayin was put on this world, and Kayin was not clear about what his service has to be in this world. And he said, I'm trying to serve God, and I have a chiyuv of Bein Adam L'Makom, and I have to make sure that I serve God to the best of my potential, and that is all of my responsibilities. That's all I have to care about. Says the Chidush HaRim, the Mechilta tells us, the Ramban quotes it in Parshas Yisro, that there are two tablets of the Luchos HaBris, Rabbi Yisai. There are two Luchos. There are five on the first Luchos, and there are five on the second Luchos. But it's not just because, Rabbi Yisai, we needed to split things up, and we needed to find room on one tablet and then fill the rest on the other tablet. Mechilta tells us, the Ramban tells us, that they're linked. And they're split up, Bein Adam L'Makom, parallel to Bein Adam L'Chaver, Rabbi Yisai. Right? The five first are Bein Adam L'Makom, and the five last Dibris are the Chiyuv and the obligation of Bein Adam L'Chaver. Unfortunately, a lot of times, people don't realize that the tablets and the luchos are one entity, are really one piece. And there's actually an interlinear connection between all of those dibras. And if you go through the dibra and you start on the first tablet, of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, of believing and connecting to God, of emphasizing a relationship of Bein Adam L'Makom, Rabbi Say. If you continue reading straight, what is the dibra that you will hit? Anyone know?
Tirtzach.
Leisirtzach. Rabbi Say, where is the first Ritzicha in the Torah? It's Cain and Abel. Cain was saying at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chiddush HaRim, I don't understand. So I killed him. So we don't have this relationship anymore. So I'm not there for my brother. But at least I have my Bein Adam L'Makom. At least I was doing so in order to serve God in the best way possible. At least I was doing so with the right intention, because I was distraught about the fact he were me. He was now what? Splitting between what? The first Dibra on the first tablets and the first Dibra on the second tablets. And he asked the question, Hashoimer Achi Anoichi? Is there a connection between safeguarding the Achva, between hurting my brother, between Loisirtzach and Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Oy vey, you missed the boat. You don't understand what the Aseres HaDibros are. They're interconnected. And if you don't act like brothers, then you're now affecting my relationship with you and him also as well. If you are not one collective unit, if you don't invest in what? In the achva, in the shmirah on your brotherly love, on knowing what's going on in another person's life, even if you're not with them, even if you're just a shomer and they're not around right now. So then what? There's no anoichi. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokechem is only if what? If there's a family that gets along, if there's an achva, if there's a connection. It's all one dibra. It's all one connection. Kayin mamish missed the boat. Yes, Hashoymer Ochi creates anoichi. If you're shomer, you're achva. If you're really dedicated to that relationship, then you are serving me by doing so. Rabbi Isai, we often miss this message. We often miss the boat. We get very, very focused, and we should, on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch, on our Bein Adam L'Makom. And then we approach Bein Adam L'Machavero as an independent reality, as an independent chiyuv. I have to make sure to ask Mechila before Yom Kippur. But that has nothing to do with my kapara on Yom Kippur. That's not what Chazal say. Ein yoyim ha-kippurim miratzeh ad shiratzeh chaveroi. Yoyim ha-kippurim has to be mechaper on that also. That's also affecting the family system of you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your brotherly love, your care to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's other children, your focus on their needs affects your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when was that taught us? This parsha, Hashoymer Ochi Anoichi. Yes, you have to know. You have to try to feel out, to try to delve into what's going on in another person's life, even if he might not be davening in the Raminyan, even if it might not be a person that you're always seeing. This is part of the Nisayon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us. Are we being Shomer Ochi? Are we make sure to safeguard such a relationship? That is our tafkid right now, Rabbi Yisai. To stay together, even if we're not physically together. To find new venues, new avenues of being connected, of having an ach. And not only thinking that our only obligation is Bein Adam L'Makom. That's the parsha, Rabbi Yisai. And that's the relevance of this shmuz, specifically at this time. We can't live a life, Rabbi Yisai, whether it's in terms of the pandemic, in terms of carelessness, I do what I want to do, whether it's wearing a mask, whether it's doing this. No, it affects all of Klal Yisrael. It affects all of the world. You have to make sure that you safeguard your avoida, even if another person is not around, it's going to affect someone else. And that's the tafkid right now. Even if we're not physically connected, even if we don't hurt them right in their face. But that's going to affect them. And Leisirtzach, Rabbi Say, is not only Ritzicha Mamish. Leisirtzach is the way we talk about other people. Leisirtzach is the way we speak about another individual. Leisirtzach is the way we make sure that a person's face doesn't become red and chas v'shalom, you know, and kill him in other ways with our words. We have to be sensitive. We have to care. We have to focus on the achva, specifically at a time when there's a period. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kosh alai predascha. That's the juncture. Shmini Atzeres into the story of Cain and Eve. Focusing on that our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is intertwined with our relationship between each and every one of us. And the only way we can really succeed in this matzav is if we care, is if we are sensitive, is if we're interested, is if we put time in to how other people are doing. Rabbi Say, we're not in a base medrash now. It's very difficult. We only learn with our chavrusas. We need to look out for each other. We need to ask how everyone's doing. We need to be interested in the success of other people. Some people are not doing so well in this matzav, and they need a little chizuk. Other people are doing much better. That's part of your avodas Hashem. That's part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And even if it's not a conversation, it's davening. It's thinking about the other person. It's being a shomer. Just like a shomer focuses on the needs and the protection and whatever this item necessitates while it's in my domain, because by definition, I'm an achra'i. I am responsible for this object. So too in the world of relationships, Rabbi Say. Not only when we're physically interacting, it's not only when we're physically face-to-face, panim al-panim, but it's also when it's beyond closed doors. It's also when it's in the Zoom. It's also when it's in situations where we're locked out of from being in front of one another. We're still that same shomer on the achva. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Say, Kodesh Baruch Hu will see us that we're going to work hard on reviving this relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the first episode of Ben Adam L'Chaveru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called and told us that Ben Adam L'Chaveru and Ben Adam L'Makom are not two separate tracks. And this is all one set of luchos. And Amir Tzah Hashem, we will respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement on Shmini Atzeres of Kasha Aleh Predaschem. And even in this world of period, even in this world of separation, we are going to link together, we're going to bond together, we're going to be interested in one another, and we're going to be mamish shomrim on our relationship. And Amir Tzah Hashem, that will bring the geula, because hinei matoyv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad. There is nothing that is more pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than achtus, than sheves achim gam yachad. Sheves achim gam yachad does not mean physically they have to be sitting in the same room. Sheves achim gam yachad does not mean that they have to be ponim al ponim. Sheves achim gam yachad means, is there a shmira? Is there a shomer ochi anoichi? When a person is concerned, when a person is focused, when a person realizes that you have to read the Aseres HaDibros in a straight line, that is what brings ne'imus and toiv to HaKadosh Baruch. You know, there's a story I just heard from the Mashpia, from Ramesh Leib Sassever. Ramesh Leib Sassever said he heard from two drunken Jews, Russians. Two drunken Russians. What it means to love another individual. One was named Ivan and one was named Igor. It's a famous story. So Ivan said to Igor, "Igor, do you love me?" He says, "Yeah, of course you love. I love you." So fine. They continued drinking. Ivan turned to Igor again, and he said, "Ivan, are you sure? Igor, are you sure you love him?" He says, "Yeah, Igor." He says, "Ivan, yeah, for sure. I know. I told you. I love you. I love you, man. I'm with you. I'm your brother. We're bros." Yeah, everybody say, by the way, nothing that I said has any shaykhus to what brothers in your jargon of brothers means. It means an ach. So he says, "Yeah, we're brothers." So he says to him, turns to him the third time, and he says, "Igor, you don't love me." He says, "What do you mean? I told you three times already I love you. What do you mean I don't love you?" He says, "If you would love me, you would know what's on my mind and what's bothering me. And if you don't know what's bothering me, so then that shows you that you don't love me." Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasser said, that's mamish what it means to love another Jew. Love another Jew doesn't only mean when you're in his presence, you're willing to do a toiva, you're willing to do a service, or when it's recognized. It's also knowing when the person's not around. It's also knowing when a person is suffering to try to find out what's bothering him. It's also exactly what we're saying. It's a concept of shmira on the achva. It's a concept of achrayis. Whether or not he's communicating it, whether or not he's saying it to me, I have a responsibility to try to find out what are the dealings, what the other person is going through. And like Ivan and Igor were saying, if you would really love me, you would know that I'm going through a tough time and you would know exactly what I'm feeling. Everybody say that was the chisaron of Kayin. The chisaron of Kayin in the entire service of Avedis Hashem, about splitting between Ben Adam Lachavera and Ben Adam Lamakom, but fundamentally, the loss of the Achva. And Amir Tzashem Rabbi say, if we Amir Tzashem, Bimheira B'yaminu. Amen.